Everyone in the neighborhood calls him Buddy. He's an 85-year-old retired Navy vet, but his full name is Clayton Howell, and nowadays he's more or less confined to his lazy boy with a back problem. Howell moved to Spicewood Beach in 1976. He helped build the wells that this community uses as its water source. About a decade ago, the Lower Colorado River Authority came knocking. The LCRA wanted to buy the water wells and develop them. Howell was on the water board at the time.
It just more work than the neighborhood could stand. That's the reason we gave it to LCRA. Bunch of old people on retirement, little income. You couldn't talk them into, come on, let's spend some money on this joker. At that time, we just talked it over with the whole neighborhood and sat down there in the rec hall and decided that this would be to our advantage to let them have it.
Howell says the LCRA came in and fixed a lot of the patchwork that he and other residents had done over the past 25 years. He says he never heard anyone in the neighborhood complain about selling the wells to the LCRA until now.
I'm dumbfounded, you know. Never been in this kind of predicament.
Joe Barbera is the current president of the Spicewood Beach Property Owners Association.
You gotta have water, or we're gonna go back to the old days where we gotta carry it in by the buckets.
Actually, that's basically what the LCRA will be forced to do. Ryan Rowney is the LCRA's manager of water operations.
When this well fails, and we assume that it's going to fail at some point, we would truck water in.
4 to 5 loads a day, Rowney says, with each load carrying about 4,000 gallons. It's not going to be cheap.
I don't have an answer yet on how the costs are going to be allocated. I will tell you that it won't be as cheap as being able to pump it out of the earth. There's going to be the trucking cost and diesel and all that. So we're trying to figure out a way to understand how we need to do that.
And in the meantime, the LCRA may have to look into drilling for new sources of water. Complicating matters is the fact that the wells, dry as they may be, are up for sale. The LCRA intends to sell the Spicewood Beach water system and 17 others to the Canadian company Corix. When the LCRA announced the sale in November, it said the systems don't cover their costs and are subsidized by more than $3 million a year. That has some residents wondering why a company would want to buy these water systems in the first place, especially if some of them are running dry. A public meeting to discuss the water issues in Spicewood Beach is scheduled for tonight at 6 p.m. at the Burnett Community Center. Andy Euler, KUT News.